Leech and medical science. What is leech? Leech is called Jalauka, blood sucker, Eslemi ectoparasite, Hirudo medicinalis. Jala means water and abode. Jalauka resides in water. Jalauka is mentioned in indigenous medicine from its very beginning. Dhanvantari is the deity of Ayurveda. He carries Jalauka in one of his hands as a symbol of surgical instrumentation or surgery. Sushrut is the godfather of Ayurvedic surgery. Sushrut Samhita is a treatise. Jalauka Vacharaniya is one of its chapters. Everything about leech is scientifically described in it. There are two kinds of Jalauka, toxic and non-toxic. Non-toxic Jalauka is used for medical purpose. How non-toxic leeches are identified? How these are caught and nourished? What is the specific anatomy of the leech? So on and so forth is described in the treatise. The length of a leech is between 1.5 to 4.5 cm. It has two mouths and two hearts. It has 300 teeth. Some of them do not suck up the blood. Its saliva contains various chemicals. A leech is an organic laboratory in itself. In Western countries, leech cultivation is flourishing day by day. At present, it has been observed leech can be a wonderful remedy in a disease like gangrene, and so it is considered a boon to Western medicine nowadays. What are benefits of leeches? What are benefits of leeches? Leech sucks out of blood. This is termed Raktamokshan in Ayurveda, which is one of the important treatments in Ayurvedic surgery. Leech is the most harmless and effective instrument for Raktamokshan. When Pitta Dosha, blood in deep in the body, become impure, leech application is most effective. In severe pain also it is effective as well. Effective in local swelling or inflammation. Effective in infection. Effective in septic wound ulcer. One of the subordinate surgical instrument or anushastra. Effective in disease of circulatory and nervous system. Effective in non-surgical cases like those in children, aged, weak and pregnant person. In Western countries at present, leeches are preferably used in gangrene. The chemicals in leech saliva also are separated and used, for example, anesthetic chemicals. How leech functionates? Leech sucks out the blood, but there are other methods also for the same. For example, Goshrunga. These are prescribed by Sushrut himself. Leech at a time can suck out the blood quantitatively 5 times of its weight. But in comparison to other procedure, this quantity is not considerable. Leech application, no doubt, is the least remedy where blood ejection is necessary. But it is used in other circumstances also only because it is live instrument. Not only does it suck out the blood, but it ejects saliva in the wound at the same time. This saliva contains certain chemicals functionating in various ways. Some of them are as follows. A. Hirudin arrests blood clotting. B. Expanding chemical destroys microbacteria. C. One of the chemical acts as anesthesia. D. Hematin dissolves clots in the blood. In short, leech is a live pharmacy as it acts through these chemicals. The usefulness of leech application in various is approved in modern medical sciences also. But this modern thought is described and prescribed in detail long ago in the treatise by Sushrut, and certainly we Indians should be proud of it. specifically in which acute condition leech should apply. Leech application in acute condition avoids fatality. Severe type of pain like that appendicular or colic pain can be cooled down. Septic ulcer, burns, blisters, inflammation, gangrene, wound, fissure in ano, prolapse, inflamed pile mark, fatal ailments of delicate organ, infection, obstruction in movement of different limbs. In all these conditions, leech application is a useful remedy. In short, in acute conditions of surgical ailments, leech application can avoid emergency side effects, can also be avoided. In these conditions, leech acts as an anti-inflammatory remedy. In which chronic ailments, leech application is prescribed. All sorts of skin disorders, blood imperative diseases, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, piles, fissure in ano, non-healing ulcer, gangrene, elephantitis, diabetic offshoots, headache, joint stagnancy, varicose vein, eczema, cyst, growth, gout, keloid are some of the long-time ailments where leech application is prescribed. In short, nearly all surgical disorders can be cured with leech application. In such cases, leech sucks out of blood and acts as a surgical instrument. Various bacteria taking resort in blood create several disorders. Leech sucks out of this impure blood and thereby roots out the causes of diseases and removes blood circulatory. This process is termed in Ayurveda as removing. How is leech application preventive? Prevention is better than cure, is the premier aim of Ayurveda. Seasonal purification of the body prevents seasonal ailments. The capacity of warding off the disease can also be promoted by it. Leech application is beneficial for local purification. In post-autumn season, infection or lateral production in that specific location is arrested by it, and this is observed specially in skin disorders. Leech introduction for leech side effects in the disease like diabetes, bone fracture, paralysis, rheumatism, wound, and edema due to trauma. How does leech alone act successfully in all of these various diseases? Disease creating invisible ailments increasingly shelter invisible blood by expelling it. These invisible bodies also get expelled and the blood begins to circulate again naturally. This is termed as in Ayurveda, that is removing obstacles. All these seemingly different ailments undergo the same stage, which is called, that is, inflammation. This is preliminary and inevitable stage in all of these diseases, and leech application is its prominent and successful remedy. Encompassing a capacity of a leech is thus proved, Sushrut says. This means blood should be sucked out in the preliminary stage of inflammation, as it silences pain and arrests further development. HIV and or sterilization and leech or jalavka. The expanding ingredient in the saliva of a leech destroys microbacteria, arrests infection. Leech application is prescribed in venereal diseases also. But to have a HIV test performed must. Second one, to use an applied leech not again. There is a vast scope for the investigation of leech application in AIDS. Work on this topic. It is misunderstanding that Ayurveda neither knows surgery nor sterilization. It is not so has described our sterilization quite enough. In leach application, also sterilization necessary. The leach to be applied, the specific spot where it is applied, application procedure, once applied leach, all these topics are taken into consideration and described scientifically in the sterilization viewpoint. In short, HIV test is necessary in leach application also. Follow-up. Ayurveda is a complete science in itself. Still, it should be up-to-date to face with modern times. All necessary pathological tests should be carried out before applying leech. Pre-application symptoms, post-application symptoms, and those when leech is sucking the blood should be observed and recorded. Complete record of the leech once applied also should be maintained till it is disinfected for reapplication. In short, follow-up is important in leech application also. A physician is responsible for the healthiness of the society as he is a respected factor of it.